وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا ألباني، بارك الله فيك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. في السيري قال إن بمسألة ميشن أبي الله تو يوز حديث، يوز دعاء which the حديث of it is ضعيف. The answer my dear brother, yes you are allowed, بارك الله فيك. The main thing, the meaning doesn't include something wrong if the hadith is not authentic. If you are allowed to say whatever you want from your own speech, what about from the hadith that is maybe authentic, maybe not, but mostly it's not authentic. You understand, you know? So if the meaning inside that statement is good and right and you like it, you are allowed to say it. لأن الأصل هو الجواز. الأصل you are allowed to do دعاء with whatever you want if it doesn't include something wrong and it doesn't include تعدي. تعدي means you cross the border, your border, or you make a wrong way in the دعاء. هذا الأصل، والدليل على أن هذا هو الأصل. The evidence, this is the original way and this is the أصل. قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث تشهد في صحيح البخاري قال فليتخير من الدعاء أعجبه إليه. He should choose whatever he like from the dua. This is the asl of your here. This is the original way. If you do the tashahud, then after that, choose whatever you like from your dua. If this is in the prayer, what about outside? So let us say the best dua that you could make is the dua that the Prophet ﷺ made for himself, which is came from the authentic dalil. Number two, the dua that came from a hadith that is maybe authentic, maybe no. You understand? Which we call it a hadith ضعيفة. With the condition that even if you said it's not authentic, but it include, it doesn't include a wrong meaning. معاني منكرة. Number three, the dua that you make it for yourself. For sure, the hadith, the dua that came from a hadith that is not authentic, but it doesn't include wrong meaning and include a beautiful meaning, it will be much better than your own. حفظك الله تعالى. وهذا هو الأصل والله أعلم. But يا أخي the حديث that you mention, اللهم أجرني من النار, what I remember is not authentic regarding أذكار الصلاة. If you mention it after صلاة المغرب, is not authentic. But in general, to say Allahumma ajirni min al-nar, it's authentic. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and he teaches the companions. And I remember Shaykh Albani رحمه الله تعالى, he make tahsin for it. For Allahumma ajirni min al-nar as a general dua, he ask Allah to prevent you from the hellfire with these statements. It's an authentic, and inshallah in the future I try to make a research and I will make it sure. But now I'm sure you can say more than 80%. It's not authentic among the adiyah of the prayer, but it's authentic as a general dua. Barakallahu fiqh. And let us say it's not authentic in both. You are allowed to say it. It's good. Allah Jalla wa'ala, he said in the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whoever been removed from the hellfire and brought to the paradise, he's success. So you ask Allah to remove you from the hellfire and to bring to the paradise. Allahumma ajirni min al-nar, protect me from the hellfire. Simple as that. وهكذا جاء في حديث معاذ when the Prophet asked that boy, he said, what you do, what you recite? He said, I don't know much and I don't memorize much like you, يا رسول الله معاذ, but ولكني أسأل الله الجنة وأستعيذه من النار. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حولها ندندن. The Prophet said to him, you in your prayer, what you say? You know the story of that young man who prayed behind معاذ, صلاة العشاء, and معاذ recited too long. So the man, he feel tired because in the morning he gonna wake up for work. So he just prayed by himself, he completed the prayer for himself and he left. So Mu'adh been told about the behavior of this companion. So Mu'adh رضي الله تعالى, he said he's a hypocrite. So the man, he heard about the news and the criticizing from Mu'adh to him. He went to the Prophet and he complains. The Prophet was angry with Mu'adh until the end of the story. So the Prophet, he asked the boy to cool him down and to soften his heart. He asked him and he said to him, what you do in your prayer? What you say? He said, I don't know much, but I ask Allah to prevent him from the hellfire and to bring him to the paradise. So the Prophet ﷺ said, حَوْلَهَا نَدَنِي. This is what all of us we do. All our deeds is about this point. Remove us from the hellfire and bring us to the paradise. So I believe it's allowed. بارك الله فيك.